Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
And our guest on Local Focus this morning, as we are broadcasting live from the Hendersonville Community Co-op, is Katie Breckenheimer with Friends of Ocklawaha Greenway. Did I get that right?
Pretty close,
yes.
Is it Brecken or Breckheimer?
It's Breckheimer.
Breckheimer. Thank you very much.
See, Mark.
I was trying to read your writing from over here.
There is no N in there.
Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you here as we are, of course, broadcasting live from the Hendersonville Community Co-op. We've taken the Breakfast Club on the road this morning in celebration of Strive Week.
Yes.
So, Friends of the Ocklawaha Greenway, what do you necessarily have to do with Strive Week?
Well, for Strive Week, we're looking at alternative transportation. We're looking at, you know, what's out there for us to get around other than the car, the single occupancy vehicle. And greenways, in part, can be funded by the Department of Transportation as a transportation option. So, you know, we at the Friends of the Ocklawaha Greenway, our mission is to protect what we have. We have 3.5 miles of beautiful greenway, very centrally located here in Hendersonville. But to promote greenways in general, and so that's what we're doing.
Tell us about the existing Ocklawaha Greenway. Is that Jackson Park?
It is,
and
yes.
And it goes
it
to?
It connects three parks. Well, three parks. So we start at Jackson Park, and we go to Patton Park, and then all the way up to Berkeley Mills Park.
Exactly. But you have bigger plans, right?
We do. We're looking at expanding the greenway to the south to connect Jackson Park to Blue Ridge Community College, and then hopefully someday on to the park at Flat Rock.
Right.
And then we'd like to see it even extend to the Carl Sandburg home. So there's also a look at the northern route that would connect Berkeley Mills Park to Westfelt Park, which is just south of the airport.
Yeah, we
have tubed out of Westfelt Park a lot of times, and what fun would that be able to be, to get onto a bike at Flat Rock, ride up to Westfelt, and do a little tubing or floating around, and then come back down.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Right. Well, what if you know lived up that way and you wanted to take a class at the college?
Yeah.
You know, what if you wanted to go to early college and you didn't have a car?
Right.
You could get on the greenway and commute to the college, to Blue Ridge Community College, which happens to have a parking problem anyway.
Katie has been a part of Strive since the very beginning.
Okay.
So what is it that drives you about Strive?
Wow. So I go way back with this movement. I was working in Asheville at the time for Quality Forward, and it's now Asheville Greenworks. And there was a lovely woman, Meg McLeod, who was married to Julian Price, the philanthropist, who moved to Asheville and, as an experiment, decided he would try living without a car.
Ah.
And he found it very, very difficult. So he invested in a position that I filled at Quality Forward, just looking at, what are we doing to get around? How are our sidewalks? How are our bike lanes? And what he found, it was a problem. So I live in this area. I live in Henderson County. And when I got a job here, I brought that movement here as well. And so every May, which is National Bike Month, we take a look at our local transportation options. And that's what brought us to today.
One of the things I like so much about the what I've seen from the Strive meetings, the gatherings that happen, is, and we talked about this earlier, it's not just community leaders, or it's not just folks like you, Katie, who are well invested in and are knowledgeable about all this. It's about all of us coming together and discuss and being a part of the conversation, right? And learning more about the value of greenways, or the value of being able to provide your own transportation that's not necessarily a car, or learn how to take other modes of transportation.
Yeah, Mark, you know, when I started this, Hendersonville didn't have a bus system. So, you know, I don't credit Strive for all of that, but there was a movement to say, look, we don't all have a car.
Yeah.
What are the other people doing to get around? And so now we have Apple Country Transit, and it's just a real benefit to those who need it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll say this, knowing people who grew up here and lived here for have lived here for a long time, I have heard many people say that the air quality is not what it was. You can see that the air quality is different than it was way back when folks were growing up in the 50s, 60s, or 70s here. And we certainly have to credit that to automobiles to a certain degree.
The impact of our growth.
The impact of the growth, yeah.
Sure, sure. And you know, I like this. As an environmentalist, I also look at that part of Strive Week. What is causing the smog? And we've cleaned up our air quite a bit.
Okay, so what's it going to take for that Ocklawaha Greenway to be completed? What has to happen?
Well, I can tell you what's going on right now. So our county commissioners are seeing the value of this greenway. And they have commissioned feasibility studies, which are kind of engineering studies, to look at both that southern route to BRCC and the northern route up to Westfeld Park. And those should be completed by the end of the summer. And they're looking at what are the route options and how much will it cost. So up to 80% of the cost of greenways can be funded by federal funds that come through our local Department of Transportation.
Uh-huh.
But the local match, that 20%, can come from various places. The local governments can pay for that, which is actually our tax dollar, or it can be public-private partnerships, which I see as a even better option. I think our community can help us pay to get those greenways going.
One of the big things that we hear from, that we just hear is, who maintains it? Who maintains it? Who maintains all of this stuff? We put this stuff in.
Right.
So tell us, who maintains it?
Well, so right now, most of the greenway is in the city. And the city's Public Works Department takes care of that.
Okay.
That little section from Martin Luther King Boulevard over to Jackson Park, the one that's underwater quite a bit, that's the county's responsibility for maintenance. And they're looking at, as part of this feasibility study, maybe we need to change that route.
Uh-huh.
So they're looking at Jackson Park as the whole park, as well as moving it through the neighborhoods down into Blue Ridge Community College. So the biggest maintenance that we have right now for the Ocklawaha and the city is mowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too much cleanup cost. We have adopted sections, volunteers have adopted sections of the greenway to keep it picked up. And I've seen a gentleman with his little picker-upper stick out there that he is just his thing.
Yeah.
He walks and picks up trash, and it's his public service, which is a very sweet thing.
So do me a favor. For folks who've never ventured out onto the Ocklawaha Greenway, describe it. What is it? What does it look like? What is it? What exactly is that greenway?
So it's a beautiful asset to the community.
Yeah.
I've
been on it. Yeah.
It's a meandering blacktop trail that winds through wetlands and forests and meadows. It's a great place for environmental education. It's a great place for exercise. The only thing we don't want out there is motorized vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bicycle, you can walk, you can skateboard. It's a great place for little ones to learn how to ride their bikes.
Yeah.
Because we're getting them away from the automobile. It's off-road.
Yeah.
And personally, that's what I would like to see more and more of.
Yeah.
But greenways have so many benefits. I mean, I think Richie mentioned earlier that Swamp Rabbit Trail and what a boom it's been for the little town of Traveler's Rest. And it's 20 miles of rail-to-trail conversion that connects the town of Greenville.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I wanted you to describe that so that people understand. You don't have to have hiking boots to get on this thing.
Oh, no.
This is just a very simple little... I remember taking Hunter years ago, our daughter, when she was first learning to ride a bike, and there was one or two sections, I think, of it. And we got on at Jackson Park and rode, and then rode back, and we had a wonderful time. And it's just like you said, it's very safe. I didn't have to worry about her being around cars or anything like that on streets, and it was wonderful.
Right, right. And it's fairly level because it runs along Mud Creek, and that's the Cherokee word for slow-moving muddy water, Ocklawaha. Mm-hmm. That's where it got its name.
Wow, interesting. So as listeners, as folks in the community who feel like this Greenway project needs to continue, is there something that we can do?
Sure. Good question. All kinds of things. If you think greenways are a good idea, don't be shy. Let your leaders know that you think they're a good idea and you want them to think they're a good idea too. We have a very active website. You can buy a Oklawaha t-shirt, Friends of the Oklawaha t-shirt, and we think that that's a good marketing tool. They're only $10. So go to friendsofoklawaha.org and check us out. There are some public input processes in the works. So our community is looking at a Parks and Recreation Master Plan. What do we want for recreation in the future here? What do we want to spend our recreation budget on? So if you think greenways are a good idea, anytime your leaders ask your opinion on something, I think you should give it. So go out to a public input session when they ask. Also, there's a Greenways master planning process in the works, and again, there will be some public input. If you haven't been down to the Swamp Rabbit Trail, go check it out. Go talk to the people in Traveler's Rest. It was a sleepy little boarded up town before the Swamp Rabbit Trail came.
Some people say they like the sleepy little town. They don't want this kind of infrastructure. They don't want things to change.
Well, yes, but this could be good for business. I mean, mm-hmm. this is...
I think we have to think about our tax dollars going forward. They also don't want their tax dollars to go up. So how do you keep that from happening? You find other ways to generate economic revenue. And what a beautiful way to do it and protect the environment and maybe make us more healthy. Yeah. And it goes on. And we'll say you can meet Katie yourself this coming Thursday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at Sanctuary Brewing. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, we're going to be doing our PowerPoint presentation entitled Why Greenways and having a community discussion and celebrating the week.
Yes.
Did you take the bus?
Yeah.
Did you get out on your bicycle? How did it feel?
Yeah.
What needs to happen next? What do we need to do to improve things?
Well, and you make a great point, too. Don't just speak out to local government when you're against something. Speak out to local government when you're for something also. So
right.
That's a great point.
Yes.
It's a really great point.
So everybody who's got an opinion about this should join in on Thursday evening. It's, again, 5 to 8 p.m. at Sanctuary Brewing. You can meet Katie Bruckheimer, talk with her about this, learn more about it, maybe even get a free beverage if you arrive by bike, walk over a quarter of a mile, carpool.
Uh-huh.
Those three ways
there
to get there.
That easy. How about
that?
Katie, thanks for spending some time with us today. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing with the Friends of Oklawaha also.
Thanks, Mike.